Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcometonow. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, June 10th, and we are here ending your work week with some fun and frivolity. Mark, I don't know if most people actually really work Monday through Friday. I feel like pretty much everyone I know works on and off a lot more than just 5 days a week. What do you think?
Well, I can say definitely my household is more than 5 days a week, both of us.
I think they're doing more than 5 days, at least a little bit more, especially like in your partner's case, like there is some expectation from work that she is checking email over the weekend, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've succumbed to that. There's no getting around it. Even when she's on vacay, she's never truly, truly detached.
I know. I mean, that's the difference. We can really be detached if we want to. We really could be. I mean, once I say to them, I cannot be on television unless there's like some horrible thing going on in markets or the economy, you know, they won't call me. I think that's fair enough. But, you know, I check obsessively. Let's be honest. I can't stand an inbox. I'll never get over it, Mark. Anyway, if you would like to clear off one to-do on your list, whatever that to-do is, I bet I can help you out because I'm sure that most of us have one financial to-do. And it's something you either have been thinking about or considering or contemplating, or you've got some big issue that's in your way or you are in your own way. We'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know what's going on. We'll help you out. And if you wouldn't mind, of course, at the end of the form, there's a little box, and it says, would you be willing to appear on the program with us? And if you check that box, we're going to get you on the air. And that is what Michael did. Michael's on the line from Southern California. And Michael, you are a relatively new listener to the program. So that's why we gave you preference. Whenever someone says, oh, I just started listening and I love you, that's a sure way to cut the line. So welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
So basically, I just have quite a few questions. I'd like to just get set financially, automate savings, investments, and be in good standing for the future.
And that's a laudable goal. So we've got 8 minutes to change your whole financial picture, right? Basically. Okay. How old are you, Michael?
I'm 37 going on 38.
Okay. And are you partnered?
Yeah, I'm married.
Tell me, spouse, how old?
Yeah, my wife, she's 36.
That was a big trick question, wasn't it? Yeah. You have some kids?
We got two kids.
How old?
We got a almost 4-year-old and a 2.5-year-old.
Tell us about what's going on. Do both you and your wife work?
We both work. Yeah.
And how much do you guys earn?
We collectively earn $233,227.
Do you guys contribute to your retirement accounts?
Yeah, we're lacking in that area, but we do. And mine's a bit of a mess because I have multiple employers before, but I have a previous 401 with about $29,000 in one account.
That's an old 401k that you have not rolled over yet, right?
Correct.
And it's a traditional, it's not a Roth, right?
Correct.
Okay, keep going.
I also have another 403B account, also not rolled over, $42,100 in there.
Okay.
And then my current employer, 401 at $30,000.
Oh, and it's all pre-tax, right? All traditional stuff here, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And the current 401k, what's the company that is not, you don't tell me your employer, but the investment company where this account is held?
Vanguard.
Good. This is good. Okay. And how much are you putting into your current 401k plan? What's your contribution?
Currently, I'm working per diem at this location, but it will be my full-time gig come this summer. And I'm trying to max that out.
So you're maxing it out. Okay. And when you said to me 233 between the two of you, give me the breakdown between you and your wife. Who makes, how much do you make? How much does she make?
So I made 140 mm-hmm. And she made 93.
Got it. Okay, great. All right. So you're trying to max out, which is fantastic. You've got this in Vanguard. Okay. So these three accounts that are outstanding, it's not such a mess. Relax. We're good. What about outside of these accounts? Do you have IRA accounts or brokerage accounts?
Yeah. I opened up a Roth IRA, relatively new. So I only have about $12,127 in there. And then I just have like a little Robinhood account with almost $9,000 in there.
And your wife, what about her retirement account?
Sure. So she's a teacher. She's, are you familiar with the STIRS retirement?
I have to just remember this is something like CalPERS and STIRS, but it's your California system pension plan, right?
Correct. Correct.
Got it. Okay.
She's got a total of about $111,186 in there. We're talking about having her open up a 403B as well.
Okay. How many years does she have in the system right now?
15.
And is she planning to kind of go the distance there?
I think she has the ability to retire at 50, but she's mentioned working till at least 60.
Okay, good. And does she have any, does she also have a Roth IRA?
No, I wanted to ask you, should we do like a supplemental brokerage or mm-hmm. Roth?
Does she have a Robinhood account? Does she have any fun money account floating around?
No.
Okay. So have I now accounted for all the assets for investments so far?
I'm in a pension plan as well.
What? What pension plan? You work for a for-profit, I thought.
It's a non-profit, actually.
Oh, with a 401k. Okay, so tell me about your pension.
To be honest with you, I'm a little fuzzy on the details. I just know that after 5 years, I'll be vested and I'm 3.1 in.
Okay. Well, we'll get some information about that, but it can't be bad. It's only good news. Is there any money in the kids' names for 529 plans or brokerage accounts or custodial accounts, anything like that?
Yeah, we have 529s for them. For the older, he's got almost 5,000 in his.
Okay.
And for our younger, we have about 2,000 in his.
Are you putting money in that on an ongoing basis, or is this like a gift from mom and dad and a gift from the in-laws, or how does this get funded usually?
We put money in, but I actually wanted to ask how much we should be putting in.
Well, we got to crank on your retirement before we start doing these kids. And you're in California, so they get to go to a good state school system, if they can get in. I know. All right. How's your, you live in a home in Southern California?
We do.
And you own that home?
We do.
Tell me how much it's worth.
There's a big value there, but like if you look it up on, Zillow, it'll show that it's worth almost 700. It's like 692 mm-hmm. last time I looked. Yeah. And our balance on the mortgage is 357, 364.
Wow. And what's the interest rate on that mortgage?
It's a 2.5. It is a 15 year though.
Okay. You're not going to sell your house to pay for college. So you're in your house. We got that down. We got these investments down. How do you feel about the cash flow right now? On 230 grand a year, you're putting money into your retirement account. Your wife's putting money in the pension. You got a nice house. You're in a high tax state, high cost of living. Do you have extra money every month or not?
Our life is pretty busy. So my exact, I'm going to give you a ballpark on the, what we're able to save per month. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's probably about when bills are paid and everything, it's probably about 2,000 to 3,000 savings, but our total savings in the bank right now, liquid, is like 92,000.
Mm-hmm. From your perspective, do you like having a little extra money in the bank? Like, what are your expenses? This is a new job. Do you feel like you want to keep a little extra cash around because you're a job changer or what?
I always like having a little cash, absolutely. But where I struggle is directing the money and having it have purpose. Oh, so
don't you worry. We're going to give you direction and purpose. What do you figure you spend? I mean, you said after everything is said and done, you have 2,000 to 3,000 a month. What do you think that you actually spend on an annual basis or on a monthly basis? 10,000 a month?
Probably closer to 8,000.
Okay. Can I give you like a few rundown things? First of all, the old traditional 401k, you've got to roll that into your current Vanguard 401k. You should also ask, Mark, do you think, all right, he's got an old 403B. Here's what I would like to happen. I would love for us to figure out how we could get that $42,000 also into your 401k. However, they may screw you by saying, we don't want to mix a 401k dollar with a 403B dollar. I don't know if you will be able to, but my first call would be to the current 401k plan provider Vanguard and say, I have two old retirement accounts. One is a 401k, one is a 403b. I'd like to roll both of them into my current account. Can you make that happen? Now, they're definitely going to be able to do the 401k. I don't know about the 403b. There may be a way in because where's the old 403b held? Do you know the company?
Yeah, Lincoln Financial.
So what you may have to do is there may be like an interim step that Vanguard would require. Like, well, you'd want to open up an IRA rollover account. Okay. Meaning that you would 403B, that 42 grand interim step would be Lincoln Financial rollover IRA. And then potentially you may then be able to roll that 403B money into the 401k. Potentially. I'm not saying it's a definite. All right. So now what's going to be so much better is, all right, easier to track, easier to manage, right? So now you got your 100 grand that's all going to be in this 401k. The Roth IRA you keep, whatever, the stupid Robinhood. Are you doing anything with this or is it really just, are you trading or you have something in there? What's going on with that?
No, it's just what you said. It's just kind of stupid.
Stupid, Randy. A stupid Robinhood account. Okay. So do you happen to have a tax hit on that or not? Or do you know that, did you buy something and it went up or is it you flat? What's the tax liability?
No, I haven't really sold anything. I've just been playing around with it really.
You got plenty of cash. Your wife's job is secure. Is yours, do you feel like it's secure or not? How do you feel about it?
No, very secure. Okay. Yeah, I'm in healthcare. So always.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. So that's great. So what we're going to encourage you to do is the following. You're going to say, I want to make sure that I'm maxing out my current 401k, which is $20,500. Next, for your wife, I'm not so keen on her necessarily opening a 403b. So then I think what you want to do is like, you're the kind of person, you just want to get things done automatically, right? Let's close this Robinhood account, take the $9,000, split it between the two kids' 529 accounts, just pop the money in there. Close that account out. So now we're just going to add the money into those accounts. All right. How are you funding your Roth IRA right now on a monthly basis, or do you do it just ad hoc?
I just per paycheck.
Per paycheck. Okay. So what I think you should do with the $2,000 to $3,000 a month, the Roth IRA, where is that held at Vanguard also?
Correct.
Great. So what we're going to do is you're going to open up a Roth IRA for your wife. The next question really becomes, how much of your free cash flow do we allocate to your kids versus you? And I'm going to ask Mark to weigh in. Kids versus Michael and his wife. What do you want to do, Mark?
And we're talking what, 2,000 a month, you said?
2,000 to 3,000. Let's say 2,000 because I don't know. They got to live nice there in Southern California.
I would probably do 1,000 for the kids and 1,000 for themselves.
That's what I'm thinking. Exactly. So what I'm thinking is this, that you say to the 529 plan, $500 a month in each of your kids' accounts. So $1,000 a month for the 529s and then $1,000 a month in a brokerage account automatically. You know how it's so easy with your retirement account? It happens automatically. You don't have to worry about it. You're setting it up the exact same way. You're going to put your savings on autopilot. And we're going to pick a couple of like nice places to start. So for you, in the Roth IRA at Vanguard, you can choose a target date fund, meaning just choose a date that you think you're going to retire and pop that in there and don't worry about it. In this new brokerage account, pick a U.S. stock market index fund and a U.S. bond index fund. And of the $1,000, $700 can go in the stock index and $300 can go in the bond index and go to sleep at night and don't worry. Do you guys have life insurance?
We do. Currently, we have a $750,000 30-year policy. However, recently a friend told me I should bump that up to $1 million. So we're probably actually in process of doing that.
Good. Okay. So $1 million each. Good. How about wills, durable powers of attorney, and healthcare proxies?
That's on the agenda before we're taking a summer trip without the kids, and we want to make sure they're taken care of before we do that.
You know how I know you're a new listener? Because you don't sound sheepish enough about admitting that you don't have your estate plan, because now I get to just make fun of you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right. Of course. Why would you have a will? You only have two kids. I'm sure that the state of California will choose the right people for them to live with. Do you have anyone else in your life you think you might have to take care of? Parents, perhaps? Sibling?
No, my folks did a pretty good job with their trust and will and all that.
Okay. And so they're good, and your wife's family, everyone's good. You're not on the hook for anyone else, right?
Actually, maybe with my in-laws, I might have to help them.
It's just something to keep in mind. It's one of the reasons why I think having a brokerage account could be helpful for you guys and not have it all retirement. So here's the thing. You're behind on retirement, but we're going to get you going. And your wife has a retirement benefit that's going to really help you guys. So if she were to work until age 60, do you know what her pension would be?
That I don't.
I'm going to guess. She makes, what did you say, 90?
She'll top out at 120. She makes 93 now.
I bet in today's dollars, I'm going to bet that she would actually in today's dollars like have 60, and I bet it ends up going up exponentially as she puts more time in the system. So just know that, you know, as you look at retirement, it would freak you out right now if I ran a retirement calculation without her pension. It would look horrible. And I would be telling you, you cannot save for college. You must do this. You must do this. You must do this. Right? But she does have a pension. And that's going to be a lifesaver for you guys. So again, please be very nice to her this evening. I really encourage you to be very nice to her. I think that we got this down. You're going to consolidate the old 401k, the old 403b, pop it in the current Vanguard 401k. Your Roth IRA at Vanguard, just put that in a target date fund and go to sleep at night. Open a brokerage account at Vanguard. Put $700 a month into a U.S. equity index, 300 into an intermediate term bond index. Go to sleep at night. Don't worry. And then make sure that we have an automatic draft set up for the 529 plan, $500 per month for each child. And really, as much as possible, automate it all. And that's it. And we'll also open a Roth IRA for your wife. You ready to go?
I think so.
If you have any follow-up questions, make sure you reach out to us. Any questions, just really, we're here for you, okay?
I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Michael in Southern California. It's always sunny in Southern California. If you want to come on the air with us, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and Mark does all the work. It's fantastic. Okay. So it is a Friday. So we like to do some business on Fridays. Our music is composed by the very famous Joel Goodman, Mark Talercio, our famous executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. Please, if you wouldn't mind, leave us a rating and review on Apple. It helps us out. And don't forget to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Free. Every week. Every Friday. You would be getting your... What time do they drop? When does the newsletter drop, Mark? What time? 5 p.m. Eastern time. We always talk in Eastern time. Sorry, Michael. I mean, we just think we are the center of the universe here on the East Coast. And you guys all know that we think that, so we might as well just acknowledge it. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.